The first problem was that my attorney was an Arizona attorney and did not understand the nuances of Florida law. The second problem was the seller's attorney, whose level of experience was suspect, did not like our attorney, and vice versa. So instead of this being a property negotiation, it became a pissing match between the two attorneys, and my property was the fire hydrant. On top of all that, because this appeared to be a more complicated investment than I was used to, in a city I did not know, I allowed my attorney to negotiate on my behalf. Big mistake. I learned a real estate attorney's role is not to negotiate the deal. The attorney's role is to raise the questions and potential problems. It's then up to me to determine how I want to proceed.